Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed, and I'm Ken Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Ranked. Me and a guest. We got a topic, and we got things supporting that topic. It's like a Star Wars rank show. Get it? Got it? Good. We're here with Joseph Scrimshaw. Welcome, my friend.
I can't wait to get it, got it, and be good.
Get it? Got it? Good. It's the story of eating at gas station restaurants.
I challenge the good part of that. Get it? Got it? I got. Good? No.
Good is a point of view. Although I know you recently took a trip down the 5 freeway and probably had to make some weird choices on the road, too.
Visited many places that... The only thing in there was what I took with me, and some dark stuff.
Star Wars philosophy works in every part of life. We are going to get into a great topic here today, but before I reveal that topic, or maybe you read the title of the episode, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/4center. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. We always like to do a 4Center recommends, an audiobook we think you should try out on us. And this week, we're recommending Bloodline by Claudia Gray. It has new relevance with the closing of the Skywalker saga. A lot of big points from that one. So check it out again on us at audibletrial.com/4Center. Again, that's audibletrial.com/4Center. Joseph, we are in the season of post-Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
You and I love toys.
Yeah.
We love Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
We love ranking Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
So there are Rise of Skywalker toys out there.
Yeah, but not enough.
Not enough. You and I are going deeper. This is the best Rise of Skywalker toys that we want. And I think we're both concentrating on figures. We could have opened it up more, but we're concentrating on figures, which means we get to do this list again with non-figures.
Just
merch in general.
Yeah, yeah, but your Claude shower sheet. Yeah.
The list has begun. But I think this speaks to both of our hearts and Star Wars fans' hearts everywhere, especially the old-time fans. Star Wars figures, particularly the 3 3/4, that's the bread and butter of our collecting. That's the heart of our collecting soul. And we don't have those as much.
Yeah.
And I'm not limiting them to 3 3/4. You could have a 12-inch figure on your list. Okay. Whatever you want, you describe. I think generally we're going in that direction.
Yeah.
So, all right. I mean, am I wrong? This is what we need. We want more of these.
Yeah, this is a bittersweet time. I feel like it is necessary, as Star Wars sometimes teaches us, to embrace change.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable that maybe kids aren't playing as much with the action figures when they got the iPads and all that. Lots of things in the toy dynamic. But for me, one of the reasons I was like, hey, could we do an episode like this and figure this out is because I love this movie so much and I want to show it with money.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird place to be, like Lucasfilm. I want to give you money. So for people real quick who aren't caught up on the toys, the Black Series line is still going strong with those bigger figures, and there's a lot of great options. You know, you can get some characters that you can't get other places, like, you know, Janna and things like that. The 3 3/4 line, the vintage figures, so a little bit more expensive. There's a few available, but the way those figures work is there's just a handful of them. I have almost all of the Rise of Skywalker figures, and it's just a handful. And this is, of course, in contrast to the classic 3 3/4 line that has always been there to support a new Star Wars movie. In that basic 3 3/4 line, just doesn't exist. They didn't do it for the first time ever. And that line has changed a lot over the years. But, you know, we've been spending so much time talking about, when we do these Star Wars ranked, the kind of the mid to late 2000s.
Yeah.
When the basic 3 3/4 line had, you know, a little bit more articulation. A lot of fans liked that. But they were getting down to we will make every Star Wars character, you know? And then they made some weird choices with Force Awakens. Last Jedi was a very, like, traditional, here are all the main characters.
Yeah.
And I love that. But now we're in this place where, like, not getting some of the main characters in 3 3/4. And we're certainly not getting that absolute bonanza of weirdos that existed back in the day, you know?
Yep.
Months before Phantom Menace comes out and Seal Bibble's hanging there, just begging you to take him home. We don't have that joy. So I wanted to find a place to just nerd out about the action figures I want to take home.
Yeah, the ones that we need, inspired by Rise of Skywalker. Just like you said, the old days of turning that corner at a KB Toys and seeing a wall of Kenner figures.
Yeah.
So we've got a list 5-1. We'll throw in some honorable mentions a little bit later. I got to get my list up here. I got one of them new fandangled phones with the Face ID, so it looks at my face and opens up.
Okay, and if it sees the mic in the way, it's like, that's not his face.
It opened up. There we go. We're going to start, though, with your number 5.
Excellent. My number 5, well, I'll say this. All of mine are going to be 3 3/4, because that's my traditional. And I think the Black Series is going to roll on. They're going to make a lot of these eventually.
I think it's a good call.
But my number 5 is a playset with a featured figure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is the Sith Arena playset with Claw Arm Palpatine.
I mean, this is a no-brainer.
Right. I want to see, not just see, I want to hold Palpatine hanging from that arm. And if you're going to build that, might as well just build out a little bit of the playset so you can get your other action figures and act it out. It's got a big hole in the middle that you can throw Ben in. You know, I don't think you'd produce all of the Sith cultists. I think maybe you'd go a little cheap. That's cardboard.
Cardboard?
That's
fine. I was going to ask you that. Cardboard in
that's
the back?
That's fine. Cardboard with, you know, some of the tracks. Sith cultists on one side. But a big, really well articulated claw arm, as I've been calling it. And, you know, like the old Dagobah playset had places where you could put Luke and Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
And then you
yeah.
could, you had a little shifter that went underneath it. So yes. you could kind of make the, you could do a little shifter under the base of the Sith Arena playset. So you could make Clarm Palpatine move around. You could shake a little bit.
Yeah.
So great.
Get a Rey and Kylo sold separately and you can put them in little, and they could fight.
Yep. They could fight. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, this is great.
Yeah.
This also, number one, would be a great Lego set. I hope that actually happens.
Oh, the Lego set,
the
probably will.
Lego set. But to make it a playset with the old school cardboard in the background.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. And one of the reasons that I want the Palpatine not in the best shape, the Palpatine who has died and been scraped together by cloning, dark science, secrets only the Sith knew. I want that because, you know, my action figure memories, particularly when a kid, was like, it's one thing to see Dengar on the screen briefly.
Yeah.
It's another thing to have this character articulated and to be able to turn it around and stare at it and, you know, memorize the back of Dengar's legs. I want that for Palpatine. I want them to have to decide, like, is the cloak too long for his feet or does he not have feet? How much of him is under there in really well articulated, messed up fingers stitched back together, some of them stubby? Man, want it so bad.
This is a big win. It reminded me of when you'd lift up the Emperor's Royal Guard's robes and be like, oh, it's a jumpsuit.
exactly.
I think that's what you need there. This is a great price to go, probably at $39.99, big cardboard set.
Absolutely.
One fig comes with a Palpatine figure.
Just Palpatine. Everybody else.
What about one? Can you give me one Sith cultist?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, totally. And they're just totally ambiguous. It's just a hooded figure. Yeah, it's all plastic. You can't lift up their robe because they don't want to show you what's underneath.
Yeah, I like this. That's a big win. And the type of thing you would have seen. We're joking, but I think this would have been what you would have seen in 83.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just such a fascinating and unique presentation of a big Star Wars character of Palpatine. So give me my Sith Arena playset with Claw Arm Palpatine. That's my number five.
Final point on that for me. You just mentioned it because you know, I have 59 Vader figures, right? If all the Palpatines from Naboo Palpatine to this, put them on a shelf.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a great display.
Beautiful.
All right, that's your number five. My number five, well, you mentioned him, Dengar. We have the ability for a Dengar figure. I want Rothgar Deng, which is the weird figure you see at the bar, I think on Kijimi, and you're like, that's weird. That armor looks familiar. Then you get the visual dictionary, and Rothgar Deng, though not said directly, is essentially Dengar with some plastic surgery and biogenetics and cybernetic parts trying to keep his life going. Rothgar Deng, and I want this figure to include old Dengar face parts if you want to put it over his face.
This is almost like the Anakin Vader. You can do the surgery.
Yes. This is one of those mid-2000 lines. And when I got the visual dictionary and had that confirmed, because I had, and I'm kicking myself for not vocalizing it, because now I don't get credit. It's an I told you so.
Yeah.
I came out of the first viewing thinking, why did that weird guy at the bar have Dengar's kind of armor?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's hard to spot because he got rid of the wrappings that everybody makes fun of.
And I think he's on the back. We got the visual dictionary in front of him. Yeah, I know you're looking up pictures too.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah, he looks like he has been put back together by somebody who doesn't know traditional human proportions.
Yes. It's freaky. It's weird. I want to know the story, how this, you know, maybe the art of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker will answer some of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just some weird design and then people are looking at it and going, hey, it kind of looks like Dengar's armor. Hey, Pablo, make it Dengar with plastic surgery.
Or is it Pablo just being like,
I don't know.
I'm making him Dengar. I don't care what anybody else thinks.
Rothgar Deng. So that's my number five. The weirdest figure next to the little the monk figures from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, Rothgar Deng is definitely one of those characters who'd be hanging on the peg at Target. And I've had this interaction more than once where a parent will come along and see me, a grown human, looking at those figures and going, which one's cool for my kid? And I'd be like, Rothgar Deng.
So, yeah. That's the point of these figure lines. What's the weirdest thing you can put in a figure? Grab it, put it in figure form.
Yep. Dengar trying to live forever in action figure form. Amazing.
I'm going to live forever. I'm Dengar. This is my number five, which means Rip's your number four.
My number four is a two-pack because I couldn't resist.
Oh, yep, yep.
It is a two-pack called The Destiny of Rey.
Ooh.
And you get two figures. You get Dark Rey. With yes. her cool flippy lightsaber that you can flip.
This is great.
You got to be careful. You can't do it too much. You'll break it. So you have to make your choices. Her lip is in a snarl so we can see the sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth.
Yep. Because I mean,
Bilbo Baggins' teeth. Got it.
That's right. That's right. She is going to snarl and or bite you because that's just what happens to your teeth on the dark side, I guess. Everybody goes dark in a different way. So it would come with Dark Rey is one figure with her cool blade. Mm-hmm. And then it would come with Rey Skywalker.
Yeah.
Now, this would be a little bit more of the traditional garb. Okay. You know, I don't need like sand in bunched up in her clothing, because there is a Rey on crate version that is just Rey's costume, except for she's got salt on her boots. Don't need that for this.
Don't need that.
This Rey Skywalker figure, most importantly, would come with her new lightsaber built with the hilt from her staff, yellow ignited. It would also come with just the hilt. So you could, you know, hang that from her belt, and then it would come with a little piece of fabric and just the hilts of Luke and Leia's blade.
Ooh.
So you can wrap them up yourself.
Oh, not tying action.
Not tying action. Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is definitely kind of to me, kind of another mid 2000s kind of cinematic scenes playset type.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I love that. I love her lightsaber so much. Part of me is just like, oh, I just want to see that. But the idea of a figure that's labeled Rey Skywalker is
that's powerful.
So exciting.
You can call it the Destiny of Rey.
The Destiny of Rey. Okay. So you know what she chose and what she feared.
She put to bed. I love that. I loved how they used Dark Rey for the brief moment in the movie. That's kind of all I wanted from it. And I know they get the Funko Pop and everything, but this would be an actual, like, put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
Here are the two paths before her.
Yeah. And even, you know, when you're making a hard decision, you could make them fight.
Yeah.
Do you want to be Dark Rey or do you want to choose my own destiny and be Rey Skywalker?
It's like a breakfast cereal choice.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. The Destiny of Rey playset. And I think you and I have the same mind. It's hard not to have figure set or play sets
and the two packs.
Two packs.
That variety makes it so fun and exciting.
That's great. So I've got a two pack myself here. My number four is, I'm calling it The Kiss. It is Larma Dacey and Lieutenant Tice, her wife. It's a brief second in the movie, but now it can live forever.
Oh.
I think what better way to just, you know, honor that moment. I understand it was small for a lot of people. I understand a lot of the maybe, dare I say, business decisions to and behind just putting it in that for now because of complicated foreign markets, a lot of real world things, but it exists and it's there. And now it could be on your shelf forever. These are the figures they kind of got. It's the first time ever Star Wars figures would have like the embrace action.
Okay, they would have kissing action?
They would fit arm to arm easily.
Like,
but you could have them separate.
Okay.
If you want to fight or get into the battle or
now,
analyze.
Do you think that you could make their arms so that they were perfect for hugging, but when they were standing by themselves, they wouldn't look like they were always hugging a ghost?
Yes. Yeah, this is some key new articulation technology.
Do you want to switch out arms? For standing by yourself or for hugging?
That might need to be worked. Celebratory kiss arms or we got to save the galaxy arms?
And do you want to switch out their heads too? Because are their lips always puckered, ready to kiss?
This is why I'm not a toy designer. Yeah, I think you might need... No, just the lips. Just the lips.
This Mr. Potato, then.
Isn't that what... Didn't we talk about one of the figures has a tongue, right?
Masamita, which one of our listeners kindly sent us after we just reveled in his... detachable tongue.
So do what you need. I just want this set. I want it to be on the shelf. And I bet it would sell well.
Yeah.
I think people would want this set.
This would rise to the level for me of buying two sets.
Oh.
One to keep in the package and one to take out and act out.
And display.
Yeah.
Displaying the kiss.
Yeah, because I would seriously buy it for many reasons.
Yeah.
One, Love Larma Dassey. Love that she was included in Rise of Skywalker and given some prominent beats. Yep. So I would just love an action figure of her by herself. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you. I'm really happy that beat is in the movie. Yep. You know, yes, it would have been great if there had been something more, but I'm still happy that was there. And both of those characters are interesting and cool to me, and I'd love to have them in action figure form.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the first step's a giant leap. Sometimes it's a little shuffle, but in figure form, it exists forever. Fortunately, it doesn't exist right now unless anyone who makes toys is listening to Joseph and I's list. So that's my number four, which means we're up to your number three.
Okay, my number three is, you know, sometimes with some of these ranked lists, you know, try to get a little bit more exotic or weird, and there's some of that. But because there is such a lack of these key figures, this is a pretty obvious one.
Yeah.
It is Ben Solo.
Yeah.
Ben Solo, he comes with the Skywalker lightsaber, the Anakin Luke Rey lightsaber. He is in the Ben Solo outfit that we're familiar with, which is the Kylo sweater with hole.
With hole.
With previous death hole. And what makes this Ben Solo figure so special is he has shrugging action.
Love
Ben Solo with shrugging action. A lot of action figures have done it over the years, but for me, the first time I really encountered this was the Superpowers DC action figures.
Okay.
Back in the early 80s, where you would squeeze either their arms or legs and it would make something else on their body do something.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
So, yeah, like you would squeeze Robin's naked legs and he'd do a karate chop, and you'd squeeze Flash's arms and his legs would dance like a dog being held over water. So for this, with Ben Solo, he would be in this aggressive, cool stance, and then when you squeezed his legs, his arms would do a little shrug.
So he's doing the Ben Solo challenge himself.
Yeah, he's doing the Ben Solo challenge because actually we are calling it a shrug, but it's a little bit more of a hand gesture. So you could kind of his arms just swinging outward.
Yeah, because it's in line. It's slightly different, but it's in line, obviously, with Han Solo and Return of the Jedi, which is a powerful shrug because it's a great shrug. And now we're just analyzing the movie, but it's just like, I'm about to kick your ass.
He's like, sorry, I've got a lightsaber now. Shall we do this?
Shall we do this?
Yeah.
And Hans is like, sorry, we overthrow your government.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, but so Ben Solo with lightsaber and shrugging action.
This is great. And it's really great. I'll tell you why. Because, we actually do need a Ben Solo figure.
Yes.
Six-inch, 12-inch, 19-inch. I don't get it. Two-inch.
Yeah, I understand.
Lego, something.
You can't put them up before the movie. But come on. I mean, some plastic needs to be molded right now. It's Ben Solo, right?
I totally agree with that. It'd be viable. I hope some of these toy lines still. Oh, come on. All right. That is your number three, right?
Yeah.
Ben Solo with the shrugging action. My number three. All right. It's a playset. I got some single figures coming up. It's a playset. It is the Aki Storytime playset.
Oh, damn. Yes. So, is Pez involved in any way?
Pez is involved. you got the set. We'll give you four little mini Aki children figs.
Okay.
The little playset, the little tent, and then you have the adult on the other side with the puppets, because that's what they're sitting there laughing and watching. And this does include a festival edition Rey with the necklace.
Okay, and does it include Nambi Gima, I believe?
The one yes. You know what? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's a big set.
Okay.
Price to go of $54.99. I still think this is one of my favorite little segments in the movie. I've talked often about I just love how through all three movies, Daisy Ridley plays Rey a lot with, despite everything going on, she has some great joy from the world around her, the galaxy around her, because she's still kind of discovering a lot of it herself in a way. And finds pleasure in other people's joy, and the you feel moved watching those little kids laugh.
Yeah, and it's what we're fighting for. It's what all this is about. So stuff like this can happen.
Yeah, and she probably never. You know, I don't know if she laughed a lot as a child. She was on her what a horrible upbringing. You know, often by herself. So I
don't think Unkar Plot did puppet shows for Rey.
He's not funny. So this is I want this set. I think it's a great moment. I want to commemorate it. Again, pretty expensive. Be one of those. Put on your Christmas list and hope your mom and dad get it for you. Maybe save up your allowance from your paper route. But I think it exists. Should exist.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. I love it. You think about the detail you could get into of like, what are all the little figures? Yeah. Like, I know we see them in the movie, but then to spend time with them and move them around. Play them. Yeah. And then, oh, man, you could plug little kids into it and then have like little buttons that make them laugh.
Make them ha, ha, ha. One. Yeah. Yeah. You could have. you know, and if it's like an old style Kenner set, maybe some are, one's got its head back laughing, one's grabbing its stomach like it's busting a gut, like, hey, or you could have more of an articulated 2005 edition. But either way, I want this.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And that's your number three, right?
That's my number three, which means we're up to your number two.
All right. My number two is getting into celebrating the weirdos, which is one of my favorite things about the tradition of Star Wars action figures, that you get the main characters, but then you just get the weirdos. One of the most prominent weirdos in The Rise of Skywalker. I need an action figure for him. I need Claude.
God, yeah.
Particularly because the debates about how articulated he is are irrelevant to Claude. I want Claude to be soft.
Yeah.
I want him to have a little, I want him to be made out of plastic that has a little bit of a give.
Yep.
So I want you to be able to squeeze him.
Oh.
And then his mouth opens up. So it's Claude with squeeze and scream action.
The eyes kind of pop.
Some of the best shots in Rise of Skywalker, and in the background of the Falcon screaming away.
I love it.
Yeah, Claude with squeeze and scream action, and yeah, sure, make him bend in all sorts of places. That's fine. It's can be articulated.
Yeah, no, yeah, it works well, but it is almost a cross between a classic 3 3/4 figure and the Star Wars Bendems we got before the big return of all these.
Yeah, figures. But I want him. You know, I want him to be sculpted realistically. Right.
Yeah.
Let's scan him.
But I love the squeeze action and the bulging eyes. I think you need it because again, Claude would be in the front lines of the old Kenner line.
Oh yeah,
he'd be like number 85 on the back. You'd look.
Oh yeah,
I need to get Claude.
Yeah, even like Revenge of the Sith days or Saga Legends. He'd be a Saga Legend in the mid 2000s.
It would be a challenging figure because you know you ask your parents. You know, can you get some Star Wars figures for Christmas? And you're thinking, you know, I want Rey and Kylo and Poe and maybe C-3PO. And you get Claude, you might be like, oh, but then you take it out of the package and you squeeze it and you'd be like, oh, this is a viable part of my collection.
Yeah, because you can dream with Claude. We don't know yet exactly where he came from and what other adventures he has. You can go on, you're like, if you're that weird kid, like, I only have Claude and Rothgar Deng, you're going to have some fun adventures to make up in your mind.
I think if you only have Claude and Rothgar Deng in your collection, you are going to be forged into being a more well-rounded, robust Star Wars fan down the line.
That's right. It's just a boon for creativity.
Yeah.
So that's my number two, Claude with squeeze and scream action.
Love it. My number two, I've got a single figure. It is one of the little weirdos in the background. I think actually in this, you could act out the Rothgar Deng scene. It is Oma Tress, which is the John Williams barkeep figure.
Nice, nice.
I mean, someone reminded us, you and I were calling for a John Williams cameo long, I don't even remember.
Oh, really?
But you and I in one of the post Last Jedi episode said, we hope in episode 9, John gets a cameo.
Oh, good. I'm glad our hopes that we don't remember came true.
Came true. So between us. So now what better way, much like, say, we have the, you got George Lucas and his family, those fig sets that came out. You can get Ahmed Best and Anthony Daniels cameo characters.
Yeah,
you can get
from all Attack of the Clones,
Which were sent to us as well by the great
fan.
Yes,
thank you.
Now you get John Williams with the eye patch, serving up a drink at the bar in Kijimi.
Yeah.
Grizzled look on his face.
Do you want him to come with the glass and a rag?
Oh, it needs to have the glass and the rag.
Yeah.
You gotta have a glass and rag. clean, dirty dish cleaning action.
Yeah.
Scowl on his face.
He is actually, for, you know, a cameo, it's a cool looking character, right? Doesn't he have like a weird patch?
No, eye patch.
Yeah.
You know, he's very reminiscent of his outfit. If I remember, his shirt, a little bit like Wu Hair, a little bit kind of like the bartender garb.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, and you and I.
He's dressed to spill.
Dressed to spill. You and I talk often about the importance of bars and bartenders and cantinas in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And to have it and to have the final one in the Skywalker saga be John Williams. I mean, I need that figure.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oma Tress. So that is my number two. We are almost up to our runners up and our number ones. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break here on Star Wars Ranked.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems,
But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we're back here on Star Wars Ranked on the Force Center podcast feed. Joseph Scrimshaw and myself are ranking the action figures we want from The Rise of Skywalker, mostly dealing with 3 3/4. I think that pretty much is our list today, which means we'll have a chance to do more later on. Before we get to our number one selections, we both have some runners up. Joseph, one of your choices was a runner up on my list, which is your Dark Ray versus Light Ray. Absolutely. Oh. That's a no brainer and great choice. What are some of your runner ups?
Yeah, it is hard. This list could be so long because there's so many great characters. Yeah. I want Allegiant General Pride because I like him. But, you know, just an action figure of him would be great. But just to give it a little bit more spice, I would make it specifically Allegiant General Pride, aware of imminent death. So the look on his face would be the one right before he gets blown out of the window when this steadfast Star Destroyer blows up.
Yeah, so passes Denethor. That's a great figure.
Yeah. This is another one that I almost included with the Sith Arena playset, but I didn't want to get greedy. Is Palpatine Restored?
Oh, yeah, you got to have that.
Right. I mean, and I think that one is probably has good potential to become a vintage 3 3/4 figure eventually, because it's much more straightforward action figure than making claw arm Palpatine.
Yep.
And also, I just still continue to love that not only did he suck the life essence of Rey and Ben to restore his body, but he made himself a cool suit too. Like, you like these duds? You like my cool new belt?
Yeah.
Made with your life energy.
Yep.
I'll just do two more. One is Hermit Lando.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think a part of this the legacy of Lando being there is Lando is famous for having worn the disguise in Return of the Jedi and be all I was alive in 1983 about this. That was such brave new technology that they were able to do the Lando action figure and the Leia as Bush Bosh Boosh.
Yeah.
And you were able to take their helmets off. And I don't know if you, if we've talked about this recently, Ken, if you remember this, there was the commercial advertising that Lando where you, the skiff guard Lando, where you could take his helmet off. And there's a kid that says, surprise, surprise, it's Lando Calrissian in disguise.
Yes. Yes.
And to basically be able to get in 2020 a new surprise, surprise, it's Lando Calrissian in disguise action figure where you could actually take the helmet off. Gah.
Was that a spoiler? Did that commercial come out before the movie?
Probably. Nobody
No one cared back in the day.
I watched a little bit of an interview with Carrie Fisher on Letterman the other day from 1983. And I think it was right before Return of the Jedi came out or right after. And Letterman asked her, do you want to do another movie? And she's like, why? It would just be me and Harrison picking a place to live, a planet to live on. What would that be about? And it's like, damn, Carrie with the spoilers.
That's so funny. And I think Billy Dee's got one from pre-Empire. He's like, yeah, you know, you think I'm the bad guy, but I'm actually good. And
like, so let me just throw that out there. My last, because I could go on and on, but I'm going to cut myself off. My last is going to be, I would like a Trader Hux with wounded leg and cane.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, back in the day, you looked for, as we talked about, any variation. And, you know, we've got Hux with his jacket. We got Hux with his hat. And, but finally, we can have a new one.
Yep.
Trader Hux with wounded leg and cane.
Trader Hux is also a great restaurant down at Disneyland.
Parking's terrible. It's really hard to park there, but yeah.
Good Mai Tais. I've a simple list here. Yeah, you're right. You're right, because this movie really does inspire a lot of choices. I'm going with these ones here. Chewy with metal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it could come with Maz if you want, or it could come with droids and he's showing it off proudly.
You know what this is? That is a from like 1998 cinema scene.
Remember
the Power of the Force when they made him with three figures? It's perfect. So you and there would be posed.
Yep.
So you would have Chewie holding up the metal and R2 and 3PO looking at it.
Yep.
Ugh.
Chewy the metal. This one, look. I have another idea for this for maybe another one, but we can do it in 3 3/4. We do need the playset of Babu Frick with Droid Workshop.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a Babu Frick that exists in the Black Series 3PO.
And he's teeny tiny. He'd be almost microscopic as 3 3/4, which is fascinating.
It would have to be maybe not scale, but you got to have that. I mean, this is the breakout star of the movie without a doubt. By the way, side note, what's it? Shelby Young, who voiced Leia on Forces of Destiny. She on her, I think it was her Instagram page. I stumbled on it. I don't know if I follow her. I just stumbled on. She's a voiceover actor. She does an amazing Babu Frick and she's got it on there. And it is right there with the performer, which is what Shirley Henderson, I believe. It's amazing. Shout out to Shelby Young for that.
Hey.
Yeah, it's awesome. I got to go with Old Man Wedge.
Yeah.
Simple, gray haired. Comes with let's fly Lando action, you know.
Yeah. Pre knowledge of death of adopted son.
Of his adopted son. Gotta have Old Man Wedge. And this one, I don't think it exists unless maybe in Funko Pop form. Correct me if I'm wrong, but 3 3/4 line. I want the Lieutenant Cadel Conix in combat poncho.
Ooh.
Because that's one of the nice little nods of the movie. In her final outfit is essentially Carrie Fisher in Return of the Jedi combat poncho. The hair is even in the same braid that goes across her head. It is a direct homage to her mother, and I want that. And combat poncho Leia, perhaps one of my all-time favorite figures.
One of the best out there.
Yep. So give me combat poncho Conix.
That is so great.
Would love that. So those are our runners up.
Those are just our runners up, and we could run forever.
Run forever indeed. But we are going to reveal our number ones as often we do. I think we've done every episode of Star Wars Ranked. I'll give my number one first so the guest can give their number one. My number one, it is definitely a mid-2000s. It's not quite a playset, but it comes a little bit extra. I'm going with Force Ghost Luke and Flames.
Oh.
So imagine that flame, that gelatinous rubber flame thing they make with a lot of the figures in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
And he's got his hand extended and he's caught the lightsaber.
He's holding the lightsaber, catching it from the flames. This is like a deluxe figure, right?
A deluxe figure, yep. maybe
with lightsaber catching action.
Yeah, available only at Target. I don't know. But yeah, you got the Force Ghost transparent kind of thing going around the figure. He's got his cyborg hand covered like the movie, and he's got that blade out there with that wild hair and then the flames around him. So you won't necessarily see Kylo's TIE fighter, but it's implied. He's just got the flames around it.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right, I have an important question.
Yeah.
Is his right hand molded into his robe so you can't raise it and look? Or is the action figure going to take a swing and weigh in on a Force Ghost hand?
I think in keeping with kind of old Kenner styles and some of the earlier figures from that time, I think it is molded and you can't get to it.
You can't move it.
The robe maybe... It looks like he's got his hand in his pocket. You can maybe move the outer robe, but you can't get to the answer.
I love that you'd be able to move the robe. And Luke's just checking for if he has enough change to give Ray some money for an ice cream cone.
He was heading down to the laundromat there. The caretakers don't do his laundry, and he just got some change, and here he is.
Oh, my gosh.
Here he is.
That's amazing. That we've got some jokes, and that's some fun, but that's also like... Man, not only a Luke Skywalker Force Ghost action figure, that we've come to this final chapter in the legacy of Luke Skywalker for now, but then that it is this moment where he is reaffirming, I believe the Jedi should exist. I believe they should go on. It is our responsibility to take action. Thank you, Ray, for helping me learn from my mistakes.
It's a big moment.
Let's not talk about my hand. But besides that, noble... Proud.
Yeah.
God, so
I'm there
great.
For it. I'm there for it.
I love it.
I really, really, this list so far, I'm bummed that these don't exist.
Yeah, I just, oh man.
We outdid ourselves, and we're not done yet.
No, we've have one more.
Your number one.
My number one. You've been relating them to like when they would be released. This would have maybe been released in 1985 at the end of the Kenner run, Power of the Force. I think it definitely would have been. This very much strikes me as a 2001 beginning of the Power of the Jedi line.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of figure. Like, not that deep of a cut in something that I think fans would really want.
Yeah.
But my number one is Jedi training Leia Organa.
Oh, yeah.
Because part of this is, man, we talked about the ongoing adventure of Star Wars figures, particularly of original trilogy characters, was always, can we find yet another way to do a variation? You know, you got things like there's the Han Solo half unfrozen from Carbonite with his eyebrows kind of knitted up in pain and confusion. Like they've gone out of their way to find moments. And here's a new shining moment.
Yeah.
You know, there was the expanded universe.
Yes.
Jedi Leia.
Yep.
At one point. But this is straight from the final film in the Skywalker saga. Yes, Leia did train as a Jedi. Those quick flashes, it looks like she's still kind of wearing some of her rebellion leader garb.
Like Jedi poncho Leia.
but she's got that cool lightsaber, so you get to see it there and ignited. You get to study the hilt, and then she would come with the blast shield that you could take the helmet on and off, or you could lower down. Man, it's just so much in the movie contributes to the legacy of Leia, but it's such an interesting and vital part of her history now that she trained to become a Jedi. She had this vision that she wasn't sure about where it would go and thought, I'm glad I know these things. I'm glad I have this part of my heritage answered and I've tapped into this, but I feel like I'm needed elsewhere more. And my journey will be completed by somebody else. Somebody else will pick up this saber. All those ideas in a little beautiful piece of molded plastic that I could give a corporation money for makes me so happy.
Complete their journey. No, that is, again, I'm actually almost, we did such a good job. I'm going to drive away from the studio today feeling bummed that I can't go to Target and pick these up. Because I have right now hanging in on a cork board in my office at home, I have a Leia figure from every era. Not every Leia, but I have Rebels, early teens Leia.
Yeah.
I have New Hope, Garb Leia, and all the way up to Leia, General Leia, Last Jedi. And this would be a perfect, like, boom, put it right there.
Yeah.
Jedi training Leia.
Yeah. I mean, the action figure industry would have been falling all over itself. Yeah. In the 2000s in particular, like how quickly can we possibly make Jedi Training Leia? So I hope soon for a vintage figure.
Maybe by putting these out into the galaxy, by putting this into the universe, we could all come together as one fan and will this into reality.
Yes.
It's a great list, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken. This is so cathartic for me because it's such a huge part of my love of Star Wars, and I love this movie, and I want to, I want to express it.
Yep. You suggested it a couple of weeks ago, and because we're working on some other ones, and you know, Billy Patterson's aching to come back to Ranked. Van William, our friend Van William's like, we're going to get back on Ranked.
And you have so many great guests on Ranked who offer so many different perspectives. So thank you, because suggested is a nice way to say begged. Like, Ken, I need to get it out of my system, and this is the right place to do it.
Well done, and the list could go on. And we'll come back shortly and do other merch we think we could get. Because I got some ideas for that as well. It's wild and crazy. It's fun. But it's also from our heart of Star Wars fans. Thank you, Joseph, for your list. If you out there are a toy maker and want to make these unlicensed and not and risk getting in trouble from Lucasfilm, but send us the figures. I'll tell you where to find us. We got the P.O. box. Go to the website. Other than that, you can follow Force Center on Twitter. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked if you want to join this conversation. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We have a TeePublic spot for merch. Go to teepublic.com/user/Force Center. Podcasts available in a lot of spots. Anchors are home. From there, you can link out to a lot of different places. Check us out. We got our own things we're working on when we're not just dreaming about toys that don't exist. You can go follow me at catnapsock.com and at catnapsock to find out other things I'm working on. And Joseph, where can they find you and what's coming up for you soon?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram is at Joseph Scrimshaw, where I will probably post some more pictures of my action figures soon. I have a Funko Pop that I've been meaning to share with the world, so that'll be coming soon. What's that called in wrestling when you talk something up? The promo?
Promo.
Yeah, so I just promoted that I'm going to tweet about a Funko Pop. Find me at Joseph Scrimshaw, Twitter and Instagram. And then my website, josephscrimshaw.com, has info on comedy albums, live shows, all sorts of other things. Thanks so much for visiting josephscrimshaw.com.
Please do. That is great. We want these toys. Make it happen, Force. Come on, the Force. Make it happen. That's it for this week. Star Wars has been ranked.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.